I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome along to a brand new Connor Explains. It's your Friday Baffled. We give you two podcasts a week. One of them is dedicated to one thing. We put our best mind on it. If there is something that you want explained to you, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter if it's a highfalutin concept or something really simple, if you need it nailed down, let us know, info@baffledpod.com. This one's been sent in by Hannah. Thank you, Hannah. You want us to ask... I don't know, maybe Connor... He says, I don't know, maybe Connor could explain how planes stay in the air, how boats float, and how submarines submerge. So you've got a trifecta of explanations there, Connor. All around the same thing.
That's a big word he won't understand, a trifecta. Come on.
Three things. You've got three things to explain all around a similar concept of how do things do stuff they are not really meant to do. You were given three things, Connor. How did you start?
Well, I just want to say, Hannah, thank you for reaching out and suggesting this, but it's basically GCSE science, so...
What did you get in your GCSE science?
I got a D, but, you know, Hannah, if you're listening, how did you not learn this in GCSE science? It's simple stuff. You know,
Once again, breeze through it.
Big, bold claim for someone who A, got a D, and... B, who is about to explain it in the easiest way they can in 20 minutes. You have set the bar high for yourself here.
It's Googleable, but also got our best man on the case.
Yeah, so, sometimes you don't want to Google. Sometimes you just want Connor Knight to give you the facts.
Yes. It's simple, right? Simple forces. Simple science. You know, you could get this in one of those GDP books. What are they called?
GDP is to do with the economy, mate. It is not a GDP book.
CDP. So for those of you who weren't in the English school system in like the noughties and early teens, Connor's talking about exam revision textbooks that you used to buy. There were many, many different ones. He's just throwing letters together. Well, I mean, trying to explain how planes work is something I'd like to hear you do because it's actually slightly different to how everyone assumes. But take it away. Three things to cover in your own time. Not too long. Go ahead. Yeah.
Planes, four forces. Simple, really. Without the four forces, the aeroplane ain't flying, mate. Very simple. Them four are lift, weight, thrust, and drag. You know, I learned this in year five, mate. Like, you know, year six, I was touching on this, and then year seven, year eight.
So I assume, therefore, you haven't had to do any research for this at all. It's just all still up there.
No.
In the login.
No, I just typed in. Because it definitely
looks like you're still reading something here rather than just telling us the facts. Because as far as I'm aware, mate, this is year five stuff.
Yeah, I'm just looking. You know, I'm just recapping myself on the simplicity of aeroplanes flying.
Connor, when you were in year five, you would have been 10 years old. So this is quite advanced science for a 10-year-old. And then you learn all this and you thought, no, I can't be bothered to do my exams. I'm going to get a D.
Nah.
Let me ask you this. If it's those four forces that you mentioned, how does it work? I'm in a plane. It's taxied round the runway a few times. It's finally turned. I've got the straight ahead of me. Old pilot McGee. My favourite part of flying, by the way, is when they whack on the thrusters and you suddenly get jolted back. We are charging. Why does the plane suddenly lift off?
Right, so I want to go through the four forces. So
again?
Lift. Lift is the first one. So lift, it pushes the aeroplane up. So whatever that throttle does sends it up in the air, wallop, right? So you're up in the air. And you're sitting in the air, you know, you got old Barbara walking around with a vodka coke and you're sitting there tipping it and you're thinking, hold on a minute, how am I in the air here?
Where are we going on this flight? Marbs.
New York. Texas. Austin.
Of course it's Austin. Of course, yeah.
Right, so basically, all jokes aside, the four forces that keep a plane in the air.
Oh, we're coming back to these, aren't we?
We're not looking at how the plane hits the floor, how the plane gets up. We're looking at the four forces that keeps it in the air. Lift pushes the aeroplane up. The way air moves around the wings gives the aeroplane lift, and the shape of the wings helps to lift it too, obviously. I mean, okay. If you don't know
that's how you take off.
So, yeah, like, can you, this is Connor Explains, but what's very interesting about how planes take off is it's completely different, slightly different to how many people think they are. I think people believe that planes take off. Hang on, that's a delivery. One second.
I'm so glad that was interrupted. Hello? Dan's about to bang on about some that we don't care about anymore. Okay.
It's interesting because I think the reason planes fly is slightly different to how everyone assumes they do. So everyone thinks it's the air from below that's lifting it, that's like the force of it is pushing it upwards. But it's actually because a little vacuum is created above the wing, which keeps sucking it up. So that's the lift.
Should we change the name of this episode, Mark, to Connor Explains with some Dan nonsense in it as well? Because
no one really cares about that bit, mate.
But I just in fairness, he's answering the question. You just keep going, well, there's four forces, you see. Yeah. There's four forces.
Like you're doing... It's old, as my nan would say, what's your name, Arthur Job? You're doing...
I was asked, how do planes fly? And my answer to that is, when they are flying, I'm not looking at taking off, I'm not looking at landing, I'm looking at flying.
But that is how they fly. How do they get there?
I'm looking at more how they stay in the air. That's what I've got here.
Okay.
Because that, for me, is the most impressive bit. Something going up in the sky, whatever.
I think we figured out the D in the science GCSE. You were given a question and you thought, well, that's what you want. I'm going to interpret it my own way. This is what I'm going to answer.
I'm not sitting here answering any of your questions. I'm answering my own questions. I know what they are. Cross them out, write down. How does an aeroplane fly? No, sorry, how does an aeroplane take off? No, thank you. How does an aeroplane fly? That's the one I'm going to do.
Well, let me tell you. I'm four forces. Listen to me. Right,
four forces.
I'm so sorry to all the listeners that are listening to this, expecting Connor Explains to be me explaining something to you. Instead, we have to deal with Dan and Mark boasting about what they know for 10-15 minutes per episode. So,
mate, you said this was straightforward. We're just making sure that
I've said one sentence, and we've had
You've said it five times about four forces.
We have had 10 minutes of rambling about this one sentence. Are we going to just keep tight a minute and let me explain?
Sorry.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
I'll stop. Yeah. Right, here we go. We'll stop roadblocking it. Go ahead.
Right. Weight is the force that pulls the aeroplane towards the earth. Aeroplanes are built so that their weight is spread from front to back. I didn't know that. I didn't know that the aeroplane's weight was spread from front to back. I didn't know that. And this,
what do you mean by spread front to back?
So the weight is spread evenly from front to back to allow it to stay balanced in the air. And then the wings help support the kind of weight of the plane, basically.
And that's why they don't let you change seats. Like they don't load everyone at the back.
Yeah,
it's half empty plane.
Right, so that's way. What are your other two words that you're going to explain to us?
Thrust is the force that moves the aeroplane forward. Engines give thrust to aeroplanes. Sometimes an engine turns a propeller. Sometimes it is a jet engine as well. It doesn't matter as long as the air keeps going over the wings. So that's the idea of that. The air needs to be flowing over the wings in order for the plane to be moving. Haha, there we go. And drag.
Drag
slows the aeroplane. So you can feel drag when you walk against the strong wind. Aeroplanes are designed to let air pass around them with less drag, so therefore move at a nice, comfortable speed for passengers.
There you go, Hannah.
So I get, right, playing devil's advocate here. You've got thrust and you've got drag and they work against each other. And I get that more thrust means that drag is less of an issue, right? If the thrust was equal to drag, then he wouldn't go anywhere. So thrust has to be more. Now, weight means it's pulling you towards the ground. How do you make sure that the lift is more than the weight so you stay in the air?
Who cares?
Well, Hannah cares. She asked the question. The answer, you've already answered it, really. It's the thrust. You're going fast enough that the air's going over the wings, which is lifting you up. I think you've covered that with your force. No. Right, what you can't see, Connor's pulling a face here, much like the one that was circulated the other day from the other podcast that we did on Insta at Baffled Pod if you've not followed us. You can't pull a face at us explaining the thing you're meant to be explaining.
I explain the thing that this episode is called Connor Explained. So therefore, I explain it in a Connor manner. Not that Mark Explains. You do it in your way down a pub. This is Connor Explains. And in Connor Explains, we've got the four forces. Anything else is nonsense.
Well, yeah, but that's just like saying, how does a car go? How does a car move? And you've gone, well, there's four forces, one of which is forward, and therefore it goes forward. That's basically what you've said.
Mark, have you never sat the BA pilot exam? There's only four questions. What are the forces?
What are the four forces?
You only have to write four words.
What are the forces? What are the forces? And then, of course, there's loads of other nonsense that the pilot cracks on with. Basically, you need those four forces, though, basically for the plane to move,
obviously.
Yeah? Right, so that's planes done. Move us on to boats. I mean, I dread to think how you're going to try and explain a boat floating now.
I've got a spoiler alert for you, Dan. There's four forces.
So the boat one was actually the hardest one. I'm still a bit confused about it now. You know, more GCSE, I'd say, is more like the plane area, A-level boats, A-level, right? Which is like, you know, the harder part of school to all the American listeners. So boats. When the boat goes into the water, it will displace as much water as needed to equal the weight of the boat. Yeah?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? Mark, do you understand it? Yeah?
I understand it, yeah.
As long as you're on board, Mark. Yeah, you're on board, right.
Yeah.
In other words, the water will push up with 1 ton of force. Yeah? We all there?
Yeah, for a one-ton boat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for a one-ton boat, right. Because water is very dense and very heavy, large boats that have lots of air in them are much less dense than water is, so they float.
So what would happen, Connor, if I had a really thin boat? If you imagine I'm trying to float on quite a thick, heavy pencil, am I floating?
No, because you're probably heavier than it. Maybe.
There you go, because I'm heavier than the water that I'm displacing. So long and like long and wide stuff floating, small and thin stuff sinking. And to be fair, Connor, that is a pretty good explanation of why boats float. No mention, a little mention of force, but you know, we're in science territory.
I like to bring visualization to the episode. So a dinghy, right? We've got a dinghy, little rubber dinghy. Us three are in it. Probably going to sink, you know?
We're not getting out of the harbour. Someone's killing someone.
Someone's killing someone. But we're sinking. We're sinking. Whereas if we were on a little sort of speed boat, then we're not. Because of the weight in dinghy, the weight in the boat floating. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Bosch, submarines, let's do it, yeah?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. How does a submarine submerge? I don't know the answer to this one. I'm very excited to explain this.
This one I found actually the most interesting because I didn't know this. I enjoyed it though. But it's pretty simple. So in order to control...
What level of school science are we at here? Is this university
We're
stuff
probably...
Now?
This is probably like... this is like when you've done your EPQ.
What's that?
EPQ lessons. It's like extended project qualification, and it's like a bit of a nonsense subject that no one cares about, but you find something out and you're like, oh!
Is that what people do who got a D in their GCSE science?
No. It was actually to help.
Is it what the Americans would call summer school?
No, it's what you use to get into university, apparently. It works as points or something.
I didn't need that. I was clever enough.
Oh, God. That is honestly one of the worst comments we've had of Baffled so far. These two just fighting it out for the most clever. Can you imagine?
I'm not. I'm sacrificing that. I'm sacrificing that.
Oh,
I'm not boasting
hurts.
About
it. It makes me cringe. I can't look at the Zoom call when I hear things like that. I have to look
you are correct. Yeah.
Dan's like, yeah, I'm on board. Yeah. Right, anyway, submarines, in order to control buoyancy, okay, so buoyancy is the ability or tendency of something to float in water or another liquid, yeah?
So that's the force.
That's the five, six forces, whatever. Basically, the submarine relies on special tanks that can be filled with water or air. Didn't know that, okay? So to return to the surface, the tanks are filled with air. This makes the submarine less dense than the water around it, causing the sub to float to the surface. To sink a submarine like a boat. Then to sink a submarine must weigh more than the water it displaces. This is called a negative buoyancy. So to get it to weigh more, special tanks are flooded with water. This makes the sub heavier. So it goes down, down, down. And then when they want to go up, that's when you see all the air push out the back. You know, when you look at like films, etc., you see all the air bubbles. That's because the air is coming out. And again, visualization in Connor explains. Have you ever been in a bath? You're in the bath and you breathe in loads of oxygen. You rise to the top. Yeah? With your head out of the water. No, seriously. You rise to the top. Then when you let it out, you go down to the bottom. There you go.
Yeah, of course,
you fill it with water to make it heavier. And you submerge.
I learned the other day that sharks fart when they need to sink.
Basically, a submarine is fine.
Yeah. It's actually a really simple concept, that one.
They basically looked at what went wrong with boats when they sank and went, we can make that useful. Because that's essentially what it is, isn't it? It's like, if there's too much weight on that boat, it's going to sink. So they've just gone, right, how can we add and take out weight to sink and float? It's a very clever idea.
You wouldn't find me in a submarine. I'm all over most forms of transport, but you ain't finding me in a submarine. I'm petrified that water is seeping in. No, it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's all a bit boring though, isn't it, really? You know,
it depends what you're doing. If they had a podcast studio in there and a Nintendo Switch, I would imagine, and if they had their bed right next to the poo palace, I'd imagine it's probably like your life right now.
The planes and the submarine and the boats and how they work, you know, like as long as it works for me, I'm happy, you know?
Yeah, all right, there you go. Here's Connor explains to your question, Hannah. As long as it works, don't worry about it. Don't ask too many questions. It's you know right. what? You lose points for your curiosity, Hannah. That's what's happening.
Don't question life. Don't question how things work. Just accept and move on.
And if basically, you get sent to ECQ school or whatever it is. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, but I was interested by Connor Explains this week. It was a little bit more intricate than before. We're looking at things a bit more, but yeah, I enjoyed it. Submarines blew my mind.
It was a bit more scientific this week. It's kind of like we've got Dr. Connor Knight on the podcast explaining things to us.
Dr. Connor Knight, that's
that, the, that is until that's you open your mouth and you realise it's very much Mr. and not Doctor.
Imagine that, you're on the trolley, you're getting wheeled down to surgery, just down the operating, chugga, 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 chugga.
Not that kind of
swing.
Doctor.
Swing through God. The doors of the operating theatre. You look up. Hello. I got a D in my GCSEs.
I'll be honest. I don't know what I'm doing in the surgery, but as long as you walk out of here, we're all happy, aren't we? Don't question how I'm going to do it.
There's something about forces in this one. Something about forces.
Why are we all brag about, you know, who's the most cleverest? That's the word.
That's not what I was bragging about.
I will say that it was a D in GCSE, not E's. I didn't get all D's. I got one.
No. You know what I mean? So here's what I think how we should... And by the way, I ain't getting involved in the competition of who's the cleverest. Here's what I want to know. Here's how I think we should rate Connor Explains, Connor, for you personally rating. How long will this information stay in your brain?
My brain?
Yeah, sure.
It's literally, as I've just finished explaining it, I've hit delete on my Apple Notes.
So, but that's all right. Information can exist in your brain without it being stored on the iCloud.
Not for Connor, it can't.
I can't even repeat back to you how boats float.
There you go.
Mate, there's four forces. Buoyancy is one of them.
Something about buoyancy or something.
That wasn't even one of the four forces.
I really enjoy that you came in going, I don't know why I'm explaining this. It's so easy. It's like five-year-old science. And then at the end of it, you're going, I don't remember anything I just said. So I don't know. Straight in, straight out. Don't need it. Don't know it. As long as it works, it's all right.
But I can tell if I had that in GCSE science or whatever, that's easy to digest. The photosynthesis and all that is what blew my head. But yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Listen, Hannah, thank you for your question. If you've got anything that you want him to suggest, that you want him to explain, rather, info@baffledpod.com. Make sure you keep across our Insta as well, @baffledpod, because in the week we'll stick up a story asking nice and easy what your recommendation is. That seems to be quite fruitful for us. Thank you very much. And here's the deal. You're more than welcome to get him to explain anything. But if it involves forces, I am hunting you down.
I will say as well before we go. When we're thinking of things for Connor Explains, think about abroad, some suggestions. Mark was telling me that you had a suggestion last week of the government. I mean, I'm going to be researching. It's going to be like a month of homework. The government? Where are we going with that?
These episodes would be, you know, much more enjoyable all round. Not that they're not, but if you enjoy the thing that you're researching so you can explain it better, what? And I don't want this to cloud your opinion, by the way, while you're listening, because it is funny trying to hear Connor explain something from GCSE science. But what's your special skills, do you reckon, Connor? What's your depth of research? What are you good at?
I think, you know, anything to do with sport-related things I'm interested in. Football, I would be really, really good at. I love, like, technology as well. Always interested in that.
Got two switches. But
when it comes to... Yeah, got two switches, you know what I mean? But when it comes to the politics and the science, which now I've said this, it's all we're going to get asked to do, I struggle.
All we're going to get is just asking people, is people asking you to explain four forces. That's all we're going to get. Like, I can guarantee, forces, when mate. The question goes up this week, everyone will want to know what the four forces are.
Yeah, it's the four forces. I already know the name of this episode. Connor Explains Four Forces.
info@baffledpod.com. That's where you send your recommendations for what you want Connor to explain to you. It can be something huge, can be something minuscule. We really don't mind. Just make sure it doesn't have four forces in there. @baffledpod as well is where you need to give us a follow on Insta. And we will see you on Tuesday with 9 more facts. Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Connor.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Never a chore. We'll see you Tuesday. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.